Greetings, I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. This week we've been talking about repentance unto life. Repentance, which is to turn from sin to God. We repent over all that is wrong with us, and then we rejoice that we are forgiven the moment we do. And we do this our whole life long. Repent, and then we rejoice. I encourage folks to do this daily, and we even include it in our worship service. I've had folks who've come to Heart City for the first time, and they're surprised by what takes place after we sing the opening song. After the opening song, a verse or a small passage is read, and the person leading worship then encourages us to confess our sins, so we take a moment to quietly confess our individual sins, after which we all confess our sin and shame together with a prayer in the bulletin. And after, the worship leader comes down and reads a verse of assurance, telling those who confessed that God says they are free from the guilt and power of sin and shame. Hallelujah! Now, a lot of people who've gone to church their whole lives have never done this in worship, and it can be uncomfortable if you're not used to it. I've been asked, "Joel, I'm already forgiven all my sins the moment I believe, right?" And I say, "Absolutely." "Joel, I've been washed clean by the blood of Jesus, right?" "Absolutely," I tell him. And then comes the question. If we're already forgiven, why do we have to confess more sin and drudge up all this guilt? Among other places, I take them to 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10, where the apostle writes, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin." Verse 8, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Did you notice how John speaks about how the blood of Jesus cleanses all those who are in fellowship with God? And immediately after in verse 8, John says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves." And he adds in verse 10, "If we say we have not sinned, we make God a liar." It's pretty clear that John is saying we are all sinners. John, like all the other apostles, have no problem seeing us as simultaneously saints and sinners. On this side of heaven, we still stumble in our words, our thoughts, our deeds, and all those things we left undone. So what are we to do to get free from all our mess? Verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We confess our sins because the way we get free from all our mess is to bring it to God, to hand it over to him. This is the gospel, my friend. God is faithful and he is just to forgive us our sins. God is faithful because God keeps his promise to forgive any and all sin we bring to him. 2 Timothy 2:13, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." And God is also just. And how can this be? To let sinners out of debts they cannot pay? God sent his own son Jesus, whose infinite person was able to pay our infinite debt. The cross, my friend, is the check that clears, washing away any and all confessed sin. But Joel, why confess sin and shame together at church? Well, the simple answer is, this is what the people of God always did in the Bible, in both the Old and the New Testament. Our culture tends to be very individualistic. We tend to think it can be just me and Jesus. But the Bible speaks of individuals whose lives are wrapped up together in their holy faith. And Jesus expects the same. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray, "Forgive us our debts. Matthew 6:12. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says, "He who is alone with his sin is utterly alone." Don't be alone in your sin, my friend. Join with God's people as a people being set free from guilt and shame and fellowshipping with God and each other. Remember who you are and who you belong to.